Hello, my name is Tommy Mangan and I work at Bunhill Fields for the City of London Open Spaces. And this site is a very important site. It's a non-conformist and there is a lot of famous people in here, like William Blake, Daniel Defoe, John Bunyan. The reason I say it's a non-conformist site, these people were against the established church at the time in the 17th century. So they couldn't be buried in the churchyards within the city. So this is actually outside the city. So they had to find somewhere to bury them. And so it became known as a non-conformist site. And actually it's built on a Saxon burial ground, so it goes back like 1,000 years or so. So it's always been... And the name is actually Bone Hill, is the real name. Like, Bone Hill is just a corruption. And that came... The reason why that came about was in the 15th century, like, St. Paul's charnel house was full of bones. Like, you know, people want to be buried near the church, and they just had, it's just too much. So they took cartloads of bones and buried out on this site, and hence the name Bone Hill. So we're moving along here. We got William Blake on the left here, and he's probably best way to describe Blake. He was a visionary, but he was like England's Michelangelo, the way he painted, like, you know, a lot of biblical scenes and things like that. And he was a poet as well. And he's famous. He wrote Jerusalem, which is a very famous hymn that people sing today. And I'll give you a couple, but I think one of my favourite lines from Blake is, to see a world in a grain of sand, a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. So moving along, next door to Mr. Blake, we got Daniel Defoe. And he's famous for writing Robinson Crusoe. But he actually wrote that in his late 60s, so you always ask yourself the question, what did he do before that? He always wanted to be rich. He was involved in loads of different schemes, civic cats, shipping, but then there wasn't any real insurance, so he lost a lot of money, so he was in debt for people. They were always chasing him for money all the time. And he wrote a seditious pamphlet about the dissenters, and they took it the wrong way and they took him to court, and he went into prison, and they put him in the stocks. Because the people loved him so much, they just threw flowers at him, not like the usual offal and rotten fruit or veg that they had. And a friend of his got him out of prison on a condition that he work on his news sheet, and he made it very popular, so they reckon he's like the father of modern day journalism as well. The site originally had about 6,000 monuments. Now we're down to about 2,300. The space we're walking now, there is no graves. But on the side of this fence, which we're just passing by, you can see how densely it is crammed. And this whole site would have looked like that once upon a time. So you can imagine like how crammed it was. Right, the next one we're coming along to is John Bunyan. In the corner, he wrote a very, very famous book called Pilgrim's Progress, which is one of the most read books in the English language, probably outside of the Bible itself. And the symbolism on the grave, if I can show you. You've got a sculpture here of a pilgrim with his load. And if we come onto the other side of the stone, he's dropped his load and he's found God, which is the symbol of the cross. And that's what the symbolism on the monument means. It's that Pilgrim's Progress. As you can see, it's very, very busy today. It's a really, really lovely sunny day, which makes a change. And loads of people use this site to go and have their lunches. Like, you imagine the city out there. It's really, really busy. And then you come in here and you can just escape. And that's why people like it. It's that sense of peace when you're walking around and that. And you can be... And it's very therapeutic for me and for the people that use it as well. It means that this site does mean an awful lot to people, like, you know, historical wise, and because it's, you can see how the city is probably encroached around it. You know, this would have been like fields once upon a time, but there's nothing built on here except for these graves. So the city has actually spread out and encroached around it. Now we're coming up here. On the left here, we got a wildflower meadow, which last year we seeded, but last year we didn't have like a spring, so only a couple of things came up. But this year we're really, really lucky. And there's loads of stuff that just really popped up, like, so we're pretty pleased with that, like, you know. Yeah, moving along. Everybody seems to be really enjoying their lunches here. Because now we've got loads of plane trees in here. And it's very, like, nice and shady and nice and cool. When it's really hot outside, people just come in here. It's like you could switch on the air conditioning in here. So, no, it's really nice. We're coming out to a spot here. We've got this really, really big open space. And this was planted in the 60s because it's all damaged in the war. So they cleared all the graves out. And this is created by a very famous designer called Peter Shepherd. And there's not too many of his gardens left in London, so this is one of them. Like, and actually, we replanted it a few years ago and just looked at his original scheme, trying to keep it the way that he had it, like, and stuff like that. And that is a very brief summary, but there's a lot more into it. And I think anybody would be well impressed to come down here. And I think when they walk away, they would take something with them, like, you know what I mean? I think once you've been here, you always want to come back. It will draw you back in.